The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the ARC of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's getting a little crowded in here. We just moved in a couple of parrots. Production with Nathan, we've moved in 12 different species of snakes.
Oh,
in there, but he's got it well under hand.
The zebras help.
No, hey, I got, look what we've got in here, parakeets, okay? But that's just part of them. The rest of them are coming in too. Today, the 9th of January, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by, can you see the way it's raining right now?
Yes, no, it's hard.
On our window to the
absolutely
world. It is, Lake Shasta, I'd like to make an announcement, is overflowing at this point. No. It isn't. It's 7:06 in the morning.
Make sure you take that back because
I took it back. People know that I'm kidding.
Okay.
I just said that. I said I didn't know.
Everybody's on a high alert right now. So.
Well,
total high alert.
The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm just starting off, you know, kind of like, you know, it wasn't raining this hard when I came in this morning. Mm-hmm. And then when the lights hit the rainfall mm-hmm. right there, it was just, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like I haven't seen it rain this hard since this thing started.
Well,
I mean, it probably has. I just haven't seen
it. I drove by the courthouse as it's being built, you know, and the workers that were there with their yellow shirts are walking in the rain, pouring. It's pouring at that
running
point.
Running to the side when they said, well, here comes that bot woman.
They were walking through. They're walking across the street, and I thought, God bless those people, because they work rain or shine.
They're working inside.
Well, they're still out in the elements.
Well, that's true. So are we. Look at this. The heat wasn't on when we came in this morning.
Oh, boy.
And, and then Nate made a smirky remark about Marines. Yeah.
Oh, you started your morning wonderfully. Okay, can we just get on to the weather? Okay, look, there's a high wind warning. I don't know about you guys, but we do sleep with the bedroom window open. And somehow with that, there was a gust that happened that was like a pound.
Blew our inside door open in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Now, you don't think I'm not a former Marine there, buddy. On my feet.
Uh-huh.
The shotgun racked.
And, we did have like a big potted plant that was the bamboo fell down.
Again?
Left. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's been through twice now in these winter storms. But high wind warning and a flood watch. We turned on the news this morning and we were watching other areas and what was happening
and we're gonna talk a little bit about this.
I was flooded in Sacramento, so I know how fast a little trickly creek can then become flooded and then grow and came through my house. And, you would never, ever imagine moving close to a creek that would happen, but it did. And it can and it will. So adjust. I'm not saying that your house is going to get flooded, but just be mindful of everything that you're doing today, that things can happen suddenly. So, you know, I can't emphasize that enough about me, because today we're going to have a high of 56, but with the high wind warning and the flood watch, we've got rain before 10 a.m., south winds that are going to be going 13 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, rain again. As we look through the entire week ahead of us, rain throughout the week. Thursday night looks like it's called chance of rain. Oh, but we do have these warnings, and so just be mindful. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, the overnight lows throughout the week are in the 40s. So we don't have freezing temperatures, but lots of rain. We're happy for that. And Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned company brings us the weather every time we read it.
Okay, so of course, the news is the weather right now. Since on Saturday, the Republicans managed to elect McCarthy on the 15th vote, which...
So he had to make a lot of concessions, right? He had to make a lot of concessions.
Oh, yeah. You know, but...
We don't know what they are.
But I think these concessions may, in many ways, help our country. For one thing, they are going to... they're setting up committees to take a look at the weaponization of our government against our citizens. In other words, why is the FBI getting into school board meetings? Why is that? School boards are calling parents who care terrorists. FBI leaned into that. Whoa. No, you don't need that. There's many things. And we're going to talk about that in another show. But the weather here. Ethan, by the way, Ethan Hansen, our...
sports guy.
Yeah. Wrote some good articles. As did... Doug Benda. Doug Benda is the stalwart.
Dave Benda
is the stalwart there. We're going to have Dave on, too. Because,
yes.
I mean, he's kind of like... I shouldn't say this, because Ethan's doing a great job in sports, mm-hmm. and you got Dave, and you got others there. But it's Dave's byline that's everywhere.
And Dave has been, many changes, since we've been in Reading...
He's been there.
He's been, you know, they've been through... many changes.
And some people go, he misquotes me. You know what? But he's never misquoted me. Mm-hmm. And he has called me on many occasions. Anyway.
He knows not to misquote you. Listen.
No, that's not it. You know, I don't think Dave's afraid of too many things in life.
But don't misquote Carl Bott. Otherwise, he'll be on your front doorstep.
No,
I
would not. But I would be, I would be offended.
You call him out on it big time.
Well, I would. I don't have to, because he hasn't. You're starting a fight. You know what? You're starting a fight. That's not there.
Right.
Oh, did you hear what Carl Bott said? He's coming to your doorstep if you ever misquote him. No, I wouldn't.
All right.
Look what you just did.
I got your feathers ruffled, but you were
feathers are not
all
ruffled.
Right. I think they should be.
You tell
let
me.
Let them stay wet.
You jump on.
Let them.
When I said, and by the way, we're watching to see if the Shasta Dam's it's overflowing. And then I said, I'm just joking about that. And you said to me, don't joke about that. And you're right. I shouldn't have joked about that. Okay. Are we all right now?
I guess. Are you all right?
Do you want to apologize?
I want to. Immigration. President.
That'll never happen.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished with the story that I tried
all
to start.
Jeez. I didn't know there was one that you actually
talking
were
talking about.
Saying.
I said the news is a river.
You talked about David.
North State residents have dragged through 3 years of drought. We all know that. The acid canal, for the first time in 100 years, had no water, among everything. The drought, believe it or not, is not over. They're still calling this, they still say we're in a severe drought. The Weather Service and whoever makes those pronouncements says we are still in a severe drought because of the length of the drought. And even though the water's coming in, It hasn't solved all the problems.
Well, according to the forecast, we've got every day of rain, so maybe there's 7 more days of... At what point, wouldn't you be curious to know that, at which point do they start to reverse that?
I don't know, but it's a government agency, and who knows. The amount of rain, this is what I was getting to, has fallen over the region since January 1st. Is kind of good news. As of Sunday morning, just under 3 inches of rain had fallen from January 1st to January 8th at the Reading Airport. More than double the 1.3 inches that usually falls. The rainfall total from October 1st to January 8th was also slightly above normal as well. As of Sunday, Reading was sitting at 13.6 inches since October 1st, and the normal was just 13 inches. Now, despite the recent rain, it's the U.S. Drought Monitor isn't giving the North State any good news. The Drought Monitor map of California showed a lake of red covering most of Sacramento and San Joaquin Valley. The colors indicating areas not in moderate or severe drought, but even worse, extreme drought. That's the one that does it. U.S. Drought Monitors. And, the, we've gotten this rainfall. And the other thing about it is most of our rainfall last year was in October, if you remember. And it didn't, and the problem was it didn't rain in January, February, March. In January, we set records for warm weather. And that doesn't help. So can we use this? Absolutely. Does it need to continue? Absolutely. But wouldn't it be nice to have a sunny day?
Well, I'll take the rain. I don't care how long it takes.
Just one day.
I'm sure many of us. We got to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR. We're going to stay on time today.
No, we won't. Hey, yes, we will. We're trying. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite, Redding's premier dish retailer. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. You call the 800 number, they don't care. Doug Tooley cares. Not only does he take care of your dish network, he can come to your house and fix all of your smart devices like the smart TV and get all that set up. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. Local business. Work with Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drives throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
JastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the 9th of January, 2023, 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. They started 15 years ago, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay.
All right. So in the news today, President Joe Biden visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Sunday, record levels of border crossings, but he did not appear to see or meet with migrants, including during a trip to a migrant respite center. The visit to El Paso, Texas, marked Biden's first to the southern border since he took office and appeared largely focused on enforcement issues and speaking with border enforcement personnel.
Well, and immigration advocates. And he was explaining how they search vehicles for drugs, money, and other contraband to him. He spent all of 3 hours there, and it was a great photo op. He did promise to bring in more enforcement down there, considering we have hundreds of thousands of people who make it across the border. And Joe Biden, this is the first visit, and something that is really just a tragedy for our country, first visit in 2 years. He's had as many visits down there as Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the czar of the border. And, you know, and he went to El Paso, and what did they do in El Paso? For 3 days, they cleaned up illegal immigrants' camps. Yeah, that's right. They came in with skip loaders. They did it all, and they cleaned it up. So when he came down
for the photo ops,
mm-hmm. instead of just, hey, this is what we live in every day. And, you know, 200,000, maybe it's not that many. Let's just say 100,000 because it was around that. They don't have any record on them at all. They've gone.
Wow.
How many million people can come across that border unless you're enforcing it and pushing them back? Well, perhaps Joe, in his third year, since he's prostrated himself in front of the very liberal side, is going to maybe stand up and say, all right, let's slow this down. Who knows?
And how do we do that?
Well, he needs to do it, but the only way he can do it if he runs for a second term. Mm. And they're saying he's positioning himself to make the announcement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Governor Abbott gave him a letter.
Say?
From Texas. It was a scathing letter saying, look what you've done to us down here. And so what Abbott and DeSantis.
Or not done to us, let happen.
No, well, you've done it to us. You have let this happen to us in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico. You've let this happen, and you know, and they're flying people out in the middle of the night. They're busing them everywhere, and so then when Abbott starts busing them to cities, places that give them sanctuary, they're all upset about that. Well, the governor of Colorado, who is a Democrat, he started doing it, shipping them back east. But the mayors of the cities, you're hurting us, you're hurting us. So he stopped. Too bad.
Mm. Well, we talked about the House, Kevin McCarthy, of course.
Yeah.
And the first thing that the Republicans are turning their attention to implementing their agenda, which includes gearing the investigate the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Yeah, weaponization of the government against its citizens.
Brazil, supporters of former Brazilian broke into the country's congressional building, Supreme Court, and Presidential Palace Sunday.
Destroyed it.
Lack of security has allowed Bolsonaro's fascist supporters to breach barriers set up by the armed forces.
Well, these people, we know what they're protesting. They don't have any food.
Jeez.
That's what they're protesting. Now that, if you want to call that an insurrection, you know, because they went in, they crashed in, they destroyed places, and to compare that to the quote insurrection on January 6th, yeah, it's not. That's an insurrection.
All right. Flood. Several California communities are bracing for another round of likely flooding and power outages. Now, for instance, my brother, who lives in Carmichael, California, Because I
which is downtown Sacramento, essentially.
Well,
I mean, it's right there.
Watt
it's
Avenue.
Down to,
if you look at
yeah,
Watt
it's,
Avenue,
it's right there. It's a close suburb.
Watt and 50 yeah. kind of area.
And these are expensive homes.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Your house could
it
be
doesn't.
A gazillion dollar house, and if it's hooked up to the electrical grid and then
yeah.
it goes out.
It went out.
So flooding, not only just the flooding, it's the power, trees and the outages. So they, I don't know if they're back on, but they were 24 hours without power.
At least 24. We
at
don't,
least.
It may,
yeah.
They may still be off.
So there are more than 34 million people were under flood watches across much of California last night, while more than 30 million were under moderate risk for excessive rainfall. About 28 million across the West were also under wind alerts. Various evacuation orders have been issued in Sacramento. Flooding is imminent. So, wow. All right,
hey,
so there you go.
Speaking of that, Nathan, you live out on a farm, right?
Yeah.
Are you having any problems with the water or trees falling or anything?
Well, I mean, it's a farm, so that always happens. So,
I mean, do you
we love the rain.
I know that, but have you had any trees go over?
Yeah, but we just chop them up for firewood.
No.
You know.
There's a tree behind our house. It's not on our property. It's been leaning at like almost like a 45-degree angle for 5 years and still hasn't fallen.
Nope.
And it's what you call the jack pine.
Yeah,
and
something. It used to be called digger, but you're not allowed to say
yeah.
that anymore. And I wish somebody could tell me why.
Well, but it's digger Indians, and it makes it.
Oh,
I
didn't really. I just figured it was a species.
It's considered a slight.
Okay.
Anyway, but here this thing has
I'm
been
sorry.
Leaning over at an angle that, you know, if you were at that angle, you'd fall over. But the tree is still there in this rain, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, will this be the year?
I don't know.
This tree, I mean, it's had limbs ripped off. It's, you know, all these things. It is still standing there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well. So, all right. So I don't know how I feel about this. It kind of makes my stomach a little upset about, you know, Prince Harry, his memoirs coming out. I understand if you've been traumatized and you're in therapy and it's therapeutic to write about something. But I also feel, and maybe there is an intention to bring down an institution. A literal intention. But I don't know how I would feel because every family's got skeletons. Every family's got, my great great grandparents were tobacco farmers and, you know, maybe were slave owners or we all have some kind of history in our families. And my point is that I think, during your catharsis, when one has a catharsis, how many people are they taking down while they're cleaning their soul? I don't know how I feel about that because there would have been periods of my life that maybe I would have written about certain things. But as I get older, I'm like, I try to do what I do with my families. I try to, you know, I didn't have a touchy-feely family. So, you know, as I got older, I tried to, you know, hold and hug and tell my family how much I love them because that's what I could do, which opened them up to, in return, do that for me. But that's just a personal thing. So I really don't know how I feel about it. I know it's highly anticipated and the world will be reading this novel coming out. And I know that they had to do their story. But I just don't know how I feel about turning the rocks over and digging deep into people's, it's just so.
The name of the book is Spare.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think he named it that? It's because he's the spare. His brother, Prince William, I think it's William, is going to become king. So Harry is a spare, just in case something happens to his brother.
I understand that. Or spare me. Please spare me.
No, it's not. No, he was called a spare just for that reason.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing, you know, he's writing things in there about the royal family.
Yeah.
The royal family. And they're already getting a lot of pushback. But he said he killed 25 Afghans while he was in combat. He was the gunner on a Cobra. And, you know, the system pilot, but when they're flying like that, they put a, you know, a Cobra, the other pilot sits up in front. He doesn't have as many controls, but he can fly it if he has to, but his main job is to be the gunner. And he talked about specifically killing 25 and Taliban fighting.
Does that make you feel, because, you know.
Well, you don't usually talk about.
No, you don't talk about how many people, right?
No,
how many times
don't.
People have asked you and you go blank in your face and like, don't ask me anything like that.
Yeah. But the bottom line is that he was specific, and he said these were bad guys, and I was going to kill bad guys so they don't kill good guys. Well, this, of course, has caused all types of consternation, but it's war. It's war. And, I mean, that's what his job was. Is part of it's protecting your fellow, your brother out there in combat. So, but that's caused consternation, too.
All right, let's take a break, and we've got more about what's happening in New York that you need to know about. 7:31 in the morning, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff Wurst, okay, right now you're going in your car, you're going in and out of your car with the air conditioning and the cold, and this is where a chip can turn into a crack, and you need to have safety in your windshield. Go take it to Jeff at Crackmaster, 241-8373, located on South Market Street. Give him a call today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Monday, the 9th of January.
Beautiful day.
2023, 7:35 in the morning. It's about 53 degrees out there, and is it raining? Oh, yes.
Not as bad as it was. It's not. There, oh, no, it seems to calm down a little bit. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. They have been with us, and we have been with them. Let's just say it. That has been a wonderful relationship we've had since the day we hit the airwaves. This is where when Carl and I got married, we had our rings made there. I've taken jewelry in there to have it estimated, you know, valued for insurance purposes. Whenever we're looking for something special to get for anybody or to...
If you want that ring resized, you can go in there today.
We go into Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, family-owned business. Have been in business for a long time, safe and trustworthy. All right, before we took a break, we talked about what you needed to know in New York. Now, I'm not sure if you need to know this, but 7,000 nurses in New York went on strike this morning after contract negotiations at two major hospitals stalled. Tentative deals were reached in recent days covering nurses at seven hospitals, but deals have not been reached for Mount Sinai, excuse me, in Manhattan or Montfiore in the Bronx. Is it Montfiore? Montfiore? I'm sorry, I don't have the pronunciation correct on that. In the Bronx. They are seeking increased pay as well as promises by management to increase staffing to address the union's major complaint of nurses being overworked and facing burnout. I get that.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Robert.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thanks, as always, for the show. Enjoy you guys in the morning.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, Carl, you had Doug Lamolf on, and I was the one that called and asked you about the questioning a time limit per page regarding laws, you know. And I really thought that his answer was really chicken excrement. It was tantamount to what we the people feel is wrong with the government today. His answer was, well, it goes to committees, and it goes to this, and, you know, we've really got, it's really not a big deal. Okay, well, where does that leave the people who you are supposed to serve? You are not up there to tell us what's good for us. You are up there to represent us, and how can you represent what we think if we don't get to see the laws and the bills that you're passing?
Well, I think what he said was, and it was a good question, I mean, how can you get a 4,000-page bill and expect to go through it, you know, 2 days before you're supposed to vote? And he said the rule is 72 hours, and he said this is not the first time the bill is seen. I mean, it's gone through committees. It's gone through, you know, all different groups of people. However, I think that if you've got a 4,000-page bill, that thing ought to be out there at least 5 to 7 days before. And even if they have looked at it, just for your reasoning, if you want to get a copy of it, go through it, then it should be able to do that. What he was pointing out was it wasn't the first time anybody saw it. Now, does that give you enough time? You know, I think, I don't know if it was you or somebody else, it should be an hour per page. You know, if you could get 10 minutes per page, at least you'd have something.
Well, and Carl, don't the American people deserve to see it? I mean, we're not, right? They're not kings and queens up there.
No,
right? They are representatives.
They're our representatives.
They are supposed to do our will, not their own, and tell us what's good for us. So how much should he be allowed to be seen by the people, not just their own personal committee?
How far out?
As I said, I am the one that called and said an hour per page, or as you said, 10 minutes a page. Something, it should be in public for an amount of time for the populace to see it and decide what they think and weigh in with their
at least be able to give some opinions on it.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable thing.
You know, 4,000 page bills. That's ridiculous. I mean, totally ridiculous. I mean, and
well, and what was the Carl? What was the insurance one? 6,000 pages.
No, something like
what
that.
What was the insurance for everyone?
What did
it was 6,000 pages? And Pelosi said we have to vote for it to find out what's in it.
Yeah. Now see,
this is lunacy.
It is. It is. No, I'm not. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wanted to point out that this isn't just a total surprise that's dropped on anybody's desk, that they have been looking at this, and yes, you know, the people haven't seen it, but at least their people have seen it, and they've seen it enough so it's not a total surprise, you hope.
Yeah, but we don't, Carl, we don't trust them anymore. They're leading us down a very, very dark path, so if we don't trust them, then why would we trust the legislation that they say is okay for us? This most recent omnibus bill, you know, nobody saw what was in that, and now we see some of the stuff that's in it, and half the money again is going to somewhere else. It's not even for the United States.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks. I'm going to get off the air.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Robert.
Always love it when we have a weigh-in.
Always good call.
Now let me ask you something. If you had a home. Mm-hmm. And you found out that you had a bear underneath your house hibernating, what would you do?
I would try very, very quietly to rehome the bear to the short-term rental down the street.
Oh, by the way, you're going to go to that meeting this week?
I'm getting ready to talk about it.
All right. Well, this family, and I think this is a beautiful, natural way to approach it. They're just going to leave it alone.
Let it sleep.
Let it sleep for it. Could be there another 2 months or so. It's kind of a great story to know that bears underneath. If you have pets and stuff, I think probably you better. I don't know if there's like a period of time like within these weeks. When they start waking up.
This is where they have their babies, too. I mean, you could have one in there and come out with three.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when they come out, the question is, what I would do? I'd put a camera there. So when bear starts waking up,
right.
Then we'd know we could keep the dogs in. And you don't want to let the dog out. Go to the bathroom in the backyard.
Well, they're going to let
it becomes a wake up snack.
Yeah, let the sleepy predator remain under the house. That's what this family's doing. Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Now, if I were looking at a resume of somebody, I would find that this job description that they held or attained would be very interesting, and I'd want to meet them. So, in this particular breakfast browse, hot dog fanatics can apply to be an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile driver. Now, I don't know if you recall, but about 7 years ago, or 8 years ago.
They came through here, and we had him on the show.
Had him on the show, a darling girl.
Yeah.
And can I say that on the air? I don't know if that's appropriate now. And we got the chance to go inside the Wienermobile. It was so cool. It says here that on the most obsessed hot dog lovers will get to relish his unique job. In the past years, less than 1% of applicants were selected.
You drive the Wienermobile from city to city for different events. You give out hot dogs. You give out these little wiener whistles.
Yeah, they're darling. But I wonder when the people are looking at the applicants to drive the Wienermobile, what they look for.
Well, I imagine it would have to be an outgoing personality, maybe somebody that's been in some public relations that you know, I don't know, but it would be something like that. You would think that could drive the Wienermobile around. I'm sure it's there for the for wiener eating contest.
And have to be able to parallel park like this gal did when she came by. She parked that Wienermobile out in front,
right here in front.
It was adorable, and it was joyful. It was joyful. It's still a throwback. You know, we don't have a lot of throwbacks. I think that's why people still like to go to Disneyland and Mickey and Minnie. It's a throwback. And so she had a little outfit on that was striped, and it was just fun. So anyway, that just want to say that I would want to meet a person who did
that
job.
Why didn't you apply for it? and you could
senior citizen.
You can drive
senior mobilette.
You get to drive the Wienermobile around the country, see all different parts
there
of the country.
There you go. That's what you
do. We could tow the horse trailer behind us. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I wonder what kind of insurance that would take to be able to, you know, to drive the Wienermobile.
I know. I wonder what kind of insurance.
Judy Maxwell. If you've got a question like that, Judy Maxwell can answer it. She is truly the guru of insurance and financial matters here in Redding. She's been doing this since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, a 401, how about your health insurance? How about your insurance? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th, at the Shasta Visitor Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast, because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-Counties Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. What are you
all
doing?
All right.
Are you just bouncing around, aren't you?
It's Monday morning. It's Monday. Raining. It's healing the earth.
There's nothing more dreary.
Well, it's National Apricot Day. Will that help you?
Apricot.
No. There's nothing more dreary than a stable full of horses in the rain for 3 weeks.
I don't mind.
I mean, we need the rain.
Oh, we need the rain. I'm not going
to... And this wind, though, tore off part of the roof of
in
the covered arena. So now the covered arena is not covered. And it's leaking over half of the arena right now because it ripped off gutters and everything. The amount of work that has to do. And Casey is trying to line people come up, but it's difficult to do that when it keeps raining like this. But something's even more dreary. In Virginia, a six-year-old boy came in with a gun and purposely shot his teacher. 6 years old.
Now, you have to ask yourself, first of all, where did he get the gun and the family's responsibility with that?
The family's totally responsible for it.
And second of all...
If that's where he got the gun.
Yes. How does a six-year-old, I mean, this is where I think it's really important that you filter. I believe that, you know, as a developing brain, I don't know how you guys feel about, as your child's brain is developing, why would you let them see violence that they would even know, that they would put this together to do this kind of act? And the family is responsible for a child to be able to get the gun, unless he went across the street to a neighbor and he knew the neighbor had it, and it was just, you know, I don't know.
It appears that the boy shot and wounded the teacher, and it was not accidental. It was part of an altercation. And what people are saying about her is that she was a good teacher, and she's young. But the police have declined to describe what led to the altercation or any other details about what happened, citing ongoing investigation. They have also declined to say how the boy got access to a gun or who owns the weapon. The boy's being held right now. And you can't try him as adults. Oh, duh. But you can let them change their sex, but you can't try them as adults. This is rare. This is extremely rare that a child this young. Now, have 7, 8, 9-year-olds? Yeah. But a 6-year-old? They've lowered the bar to 6-year-olds. I know. It's tragic. Again, if a parent has a firearm, they have to keep it locked up or away from children. And I don't mean in your bedside table where they can reach it. It's locked up, or it has a gun lock on it. And you don't think that if it's up in that high shelf underneath a bunch of sweaters that that it's safe there. No.
Let me ask you something. Years ago, within our lifetime, we remember a grandpa having guns on the wall. The shotguns on the wall, guns in the open gun case, I mean the racks, shotguns, people driving around in their truck with guns in the back.
Well, guns have not changed.
So what I'm saying is that...
Guns have not changed.
Babies and little kids and everything, you grew up with it, this is what, you didn't touch it. You would have had your hide ripped off your body, or paddled, you would have been paddled if you came a foot from it.
And you're absolutely right. And you were taught... You were taught
with a
safety.
Ping pong paddle.
You were taught safety and all that. You must have had a horrible childhood because you keep bringing up stuff like this. And when you do, your dad just looks over and he smiles. And I'm like, he did that. He did that.
But I'm still living.
But the thing is
now writing a book about it.
Today, since there's instant information, there may have been accidents throughout the country. Back in the 50s and 60s, women never know about it. It'd be local news. now, since, you know, the instant something happens, it goes across the world. So I guess they could go back and see, I mean, even if they were keeping statistics, what was it like? But here's the bottom line. Guns have not changed. Guns have not changed. It's where does a six-year-old get a hold of a gun and take it in there and purposely shoot the teacher? Jeez. Okay. I don't even know what to say about it, except gun owners, are your guns locked up? Do you have locks on them? Are they? Is there no way a child can get a hold of it? And if not, and if anything happens, you should go to jail. Absolutely should go to jail. Because you are the adult. You know better. Okay. Now, I'd like to bring up meetings are happening at City Council.
Yes.
The Reading Planning Commission is meeting at 4 o'clock on Tuesday there at City Hall. I think in their side room there. And they're going to discuss the short-term rental policy that the council came up with several months ago that puts some protection for homeowners in an area where short-term rentals want to come. Some of these are only, you know, so many in a given area. They can't be within 1,000 feet of each other. How many can one person own? Can outside investors like Canada, hedge funds, can they come in there and buy up houses? Do the homeowners on a street have any rights at all? And this is going to be talked about at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then at 6 p.m., they're going to address this and they're going to vote on this. Now, there are short-term rentals in our community. I understand that. But homeowners who buy homes in single-family neighborhoods should have a say about what happens in their neighborhood. Because, frankly, the people that buy a home there and put it into a short-term rental, they don't know that neighborhood. They don't care. What's it for? It's to make money. That's your bottom line. So the realtors, some of the realtors and the property managers are going to show up Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And I invite everybody who would like to have a say in their neighborhood, you people down in the garden tract especially, you guys are surrounded in some areas by short-term rentals. If you want, if you think, even if there's not one on your street, but you would like to have a say about what happens on your street, in your neighborhood, you need to show up and talk about it tomorrow night. Okay. I will probably address this tomorrow, too.
Yes.
To me, it is a big thing.
It shifts. It shifts the neighborhood. Now, like you said, if somebody comes in and they want to...
It changes the integrity of a neighborhood
as soon as
they do it.
Well, like if we were to put our house up on the market... We would have to disclose, there's a short-term rental less than 100 feet away.
That's right. And not only that, but our next-door neighbor who was next to it came over to the house and she said, oh, no, they've had loud parties.
Yes.
I said, did you call? She said, I didn't have a number. I said, do you have my number? She said, yeah. And I said, call me. Mm-hmm. I am more than happy to make that point.
Her bedroom is right next to the rentals.
Right next to the rentals, and there was a drunken party going on.
She did
not have the number. She said they quieted down finally, but that's not the point. The point is that you have to make a phone call and it used to be they have an hour to show up. Well, they want to change that to 30 minutes. That's fine. Or 45 minutes. That's fine. So that stops it. There's rules they're putting in place to protect property owners. And if you're a property owner, You've got a dog in this fight. This isn't just to have some affluent people be able to buy houses when there's already a shortage of rentals, that you can't find a rental if you're a working class family that's a fair price. It's a market price, and they're pushing them up. So, anyway, Okay. When we come back, we're going to have Shasta College. And I'm really interested.
Yes.
I'm always interested in what they bring, but this is the logging.
And the forestry.
And the forestry people coming in today and talking about the careers that Shasta College is teaching right now with the most up-to-date equipment to work in forest and logging, and with all the push to start thinning out these forests, this is a good time to get in logging. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. We'll be back right after the news. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Rick.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In what was a brief stopover on his way to a summit in Mexico City, President Biden paid a visit to the southern border over the weekend.
Some Democrats, along with immigration advocates, are unhappy with the president's approach, and Republicans blame Mr. Biden for record numbers of migrants coming into the country. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called the president's four-hour visit to El Paso a photo op. And Texas GOP Governor Abbott handed the president a letter upon his arrival that said border chaos was a direct result of the president's failure to enforce federal laws.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Having ironed out their differences and electing California's Kevin McCarthy as speaker, House lawmakers get back to work today with Republicans now in the majority in the House. A dispute over pay and staffing prompting 7,000 nurses to strike two of New York City's larger hospitals.
The walkout involved as many as 3,500 nurses at Montefiore in the Bronx and around 3,600 at Mount Sinai in Manhattan. The New York State Nurses Association says after bargaining late into the night, it was being forced to strike because of chronic understaffing that leaves them caring for too many patients. President Nancy Hagan spoke at a virtual news conference yesterday.
Our sticking point is safe patient care, safe nurse-to-patient ratio, safe staffing.
The hospitals have been getting ready for a walkout by transferring patients, diverting ambulances, postponing non-emergency procedures, and arranging to bring in temporary staffing. Julie Walker, New York.
Wall Street is following up on last week's rally with more gains today. So far, the benchmarks have been in positive territory this morning. Right now, the Dow up 244 points, the Nasdaq ahead 198, and the S&P is up 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Officials at a school in Ukraine say the Russians aren't telling the truth about a supposedly deadly attack.
Officials at the vocational school in Kramatorsk have dismissed claims hundreds of Ukrainian troops were killed in a missile strike there, saying a rocket merely blew out windows and damaged classrooms. Russia has specifically named the vocational school as the target, saying missiles did hit two temporary bases housing over 1,000 Ukrainian troops in the city, killing 600 of them last Saturday. The school's deputy director has scoffed at the claim of hitting a troop concentration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A UN conference has drummed up funds and other support to help Pakistan cope with the fallout of last summer's devastating flooding, which the UN chief calls a climate disaster of monumental scale, killed more than 1,700 people. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Buffalo Bills win their first game since teammate DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest and collapsed on the field.
On a day filled with emotion, the Buffalo Bills won the regular season finale against the New England Patriots 35-23. Nyheim Hines of Buffalo returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown and also got another kickoff return for a score. Bills quarterback Josh Allen says after seeing that opening play, he knew it would be their day.
I can't remember a play that touched me like that, I don't think, in my life.
Buffalo finishes the season at 13-3, and now they are the second seed and will host the Miami Dolphins in the wild card round. Loss ends the season for the Patriots. They finish with an 8-9 record. Gene Battaglia, Orchard Park, New York.
Political turmoil in Brazil boiling over in a display of rage by supporters of former President Bolsonaro. There have been hundreds of arrests. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of the, January 2023, 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
And it's National Apricot Day.
Is that how you say it? All right.
Anything else?
Apricot.
Yeah, it's Appreciation of Law Enforcement Day.
Boo. Let's go for there.
Oh, we like that.
We like that. We appreciate our law enforcement. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Linda.
Okay.
Linda, darling.
There is a high wind warning that is happening, especially if you're traveling for with your work. If you have to get down into the Sacramento area, there could be gusts up to 20 to 30, up to 55 to 65. In the valley, but it looks like right now, so that goes on for the next 6 hours. But where we are right now, it's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. We do have rain today, and as we do our 10-day forecast or through the weekend, we have rain throughout the week as we go. It doesn't look like it's going to let up. We may have Friday night rain likely when the mostly cloudy with our lows of around 45. Overnight temperatures through the week are in the 40s. We don't have any freezing temperatures.
Is it going to be raining this weekend, too?
It looks like Saturday night, rain likely, Sunday chance of rain. So,
okay.
You know, but these are like, with every forecast, it can change. You know, there could be a storm that blows through, and we have like openings in the sky like yesterday. We had, it rained super hard in Redding yesterday, and then all of a sudden the sun came out. But then it rained again. So I think that's kind of what we're looking at. But we do on Wednesday have 100% chance of rain. Thursday looks like 50% chance of rain. But then again, we have this is a forecast. But there is a high wind warning and flood watch as well.
Well, one of the ones I read said we're going to get 5 inches through this weekend.
Oh, okay. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our partners in our weather. Every time we read that, they're located in Anderson, a locally owned, veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, Nathan, you said there's flooding out there.
Someone had called in and let us know that there was flooding on Gold Street north of Chestnut. And on Deschutes and Old Alturas, a boulder is in the road.
Oh.
Okay. Watch out while you're out there. Don't be hydroplaning your way across town.
Well, I can only say that, you know, let me add in here that driving in town the other day, just turning on streets, I felt my tires, and I wasn't, like, driving fast. I mean, I have a tendency, like everybody, we kind of watch what's happening here in the window, what's happening on Market Street, and the people come around from that, from off the freeway, off of 44, and they just drive really fast in this period, this little,
when they're coming down, right there, yeah.
But I will say that just driving in town and turning left or turning right with my tires, I slid a little bit, and that was just in town. So I know, be mindful with your driving today, folks, when you're listening to this, slow down. Not only for your safety, for other people.
Yeah, north of Chestnut on Gold Street, because we live around there. There are dips in the road.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's not just all on the hill. Somebody says, "Isn't that on the hill?" It is. But even being on the hill, and we have a sump pump underneath our house.
Yeah, we do.
It's been running for like
yes,
20 hours straight yesterday, trying to pump all the water out of down there. So just be aware. Just be careful out there. Okay, hey, we are here with Shasta College, one of our favorite times of the month.
Yeah, we learn so much whenever Peter Griggs selects who's going to be this month. And, of course,
can Peter talk on this mic here? Okay. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, since we turn him on. Hello.
It should be on.
Are you on?
No.
You have to turn yours off, buddy. Okay.
All right.
Now
okay.
Try it.
Let's get you on over here on the red mic.
No, we got you now.
All right. No.
We'll just move you over.
Okay. Yeah. So there we go, Peter. Thank you. All right.
He gave me the production
hands
signal.
Up in the air.
Hands up in the air going.
I don't know why. Okay.
It's all good. We adapt, right?
Yeah, right. That's good.
That's a good thing about having all these different mics. We can move them around.
Right. Exactly. Go ahead. Peter.
Hey, good morning.
How are you? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's exciting to be here again. As Linda said, these are one of my favorite times of the month because we get to learn all about some of the programs that we have out of Shasta College.
Uh-huh.
And I'm excited to be joined by our logging operations group, Becky Rowe here, and one of our students, Savannah McMorrow. Hopefully I pronounced Savannah's last name.
Yeah, and I bet that's Melissa calling in.
I think it might be, or she may be joining us here a little bit later.
All right.
Okay.
We maybe have somebody calling in right away to give us a weather warning, maybe a flood watch, something that's happening,
never
and
mind.
They'll let us know.
Never mind.
But, all right, so good morning, everybody, and good morning, Becky, and good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
Savannah's never been on,
first time on the
radio today, and I told her if she didn't keep her face in a certain direction that a 1,000-volt of electricity would go through her seat.
I have not felt that yet.
Okay, right. Well, you're not,
so I think I'm doing good.
You're doing fine. Becky, tell us about the, you're the director of Forest Health over at Shasta College.
Correct.
Okay. I think that encompasses
everything. Well, what does Forest Health even really mean?
Yeah.
Right. It does. It encompasses a lot of different career pathways and a lot of different fields of study that are all associated with kind of taking diverse perspectives of how to obtain sustainable forest management, get our forests in California and on the West Coast back to health in a sustainable way. So we have programs at Shasta College really that kind of touch on the planning part of that, and that would be our forestry and natural resources programs, and then as well as, you know, some of the other kind of more four-year degree pathway sorts of programs, 2 years at Shasta and then transferring on. And then we have kind of our operations boots on the ground program, and that's where we have Savannah recently completed our six-month kind of academy-style heavy equipment logging operations certificate program, and we call that HELO. So if you hear HELO while we're chatting this morning, that's what we're referring to. And HELO is a pre-apprenticeship registered pre-apprenticeship with the state of California that leads into kind of the ultimate earn and learn program hosted at Shasta Cala, the California Registered or Shasta College, California Registered Apprenticeship for Forest Training. And that's a statewide apprenticeship that is hosted at Shasta College that is overseen and managed by a group of industry partners that are here local in our region, as well as some additional members that are really part of that development, kind of sketch that out, what it would look like, and really excited to be growing that and placing that workforce across the state. So it's a lot of really good things. Also, you know, it's not just stuff in the forest. There's a lot of kind of associated workforce, truck driving, those sorts of transportation and logistics, as well as heavy equipment on the construction side, road building, watershed restoration, those sorts of things. So all of that goes into making up Forest Health.
Well, let's take when we come back, I'm not sure if we've asked you this in the past, but Maybe you can refresh our listeners about Becky Rowe and how one gets in. You're the director of Forest Health at Shasta College. So I think it's really interesting as a student coming in. I want to know more about you, like the teacher. And how you got into this field, and then we can go into like Savannah and some of the takeaways that you've, not only your degree, but some of the things that you've, learned and your takeaway as well through Becky.
Yeah.
So I think that's always a fascinating thing for the listener to know about how the great, teachers that are at Shasta College.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. It was founded in 1910, an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate, and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. For more information, give them a call at 530-225-4433. I don't know, it's like 800-900 businesses in the Chamber of Commerce, including us. We'll be right back.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot sweets. I like the sushi because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes.
All right.
We're talking. This is water. Everything's kind of related to water.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 9th of January, 8:19 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. The weather rock, not only is it totally wet, it's washed away. Our KCNR weather rock.
Yep.
It's always right. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Starting in 2023, we're going to get our first group of 8 residents in, been through medical school, and they're coming into Shasta Regional Medical Center to work in all different aspects of healthcare, and then from there move on into their specialties. A lot of them are going to hopefully stay as internal medicine, and hopefully even more, hopefully we can keep a lot of them here to increase the number of doctors we have in the North State. All of this is happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Shasta College. Becky and we're in the Department of Forestry here with Becky Rowe, who's Director of Forest Health at Shasta College, and Savannah McMorrow, who is one of the graduates and alumni. And she's also a member of the Shasta College Timber Sports Team, which I just happen to know a little bit about. Is this where you're cutting and sawing and all those things?
Yep.
Okay.
So we do a lot of different competitions. We've got choker setting. We do cross-cut saw, which is that old school.
Yeah, the old school.
Old school saw. So you can either do it by yourself or with a partner. I personally have a partner because doing it by yourself is really hard.
All right.
But, yeah, we've got a lot of different competitions, and we're actually going to be competing at the logging conference in February.
Well, now, when is the logging? That's a big deal.
February 9th through 11th this year.
Okay. And that brings in a lot of people. What would you say, Becky? You've been in, you're a member of the Women in Timber, right? Did you say that?
Yes. Yep. California Women in Timber. And so we will have some representation at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Expo, which really, for our community and from an education standpoint, they work so hard to really provide a lot of information and kind of show younger children coming on through, followed up with some, they kind of follow those kids on through when they're a little bit older. They invite them out into the woods. They have another event that they do. But that logging conference that happens in February at the fairgrounds in Anderson every year is really an exciting time, very great community event. A lot of families come out. There's the timber sports competitions. You know, there's a lot of entertainment value, but there's also a lot of educational value just as to, what the different skill sets are, what the different opportunities are, and what people really are planning for, and kind of that responsibility that they take in the stewardship of the land, no matter which part of that kind of career spectrum they're on.
So. And you're hearing from Becky Rowe, who's the Director of Forest Health at Shasta College.
And Melissa Markey
just
joined us, and she is the Forestry and Natural Resources faculty. Are you in charge of that, or are you just a member of the faculty there?
Currently, I'm the one full-time faculty member.
Okay.
So I'm also the area coordinator, which is kind of like a department chair position.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got it.
I wouldn't say I'm in charge, but I'm heavily involved.
So before we, Melissa's just joining us now, with Becky, we were saying what's your background or what got you involved in forestry? I like to, because then it's become a career, and you said you joined, Women in Timber. What have been your background that made you decide this is going to be my career path? I'm going to be very much involved with, you're the Director of Forest Health at Shasta College. That's big. And then Melissa will go to you, like, you're, the natural resource.
You're the hands-on.
Yeah. And so let's talk about with each person, here. What was your background and what got you involved? Was it a family member? Was it, what,
It wasn't. So I, but I think that this is the super cool thing about any sort of career in the forest space is you can really come from anywhere. So my background really is in marketing and communications. And with that, I worked for Sierra Pacific Industries for a few years, kind of in that realm, and workforce development. And just really felt connected with the education piece, and like it was just really important to be able to share what those opportunities are and to share the true, I guess, motive that I don't think gets shared nearly enough of what the forest space is. I think there's been over the last 3, 4, 5 years, largely because, unfortunately, catastrophic wildfire has really opened up the conversation. But through that opening of the conversation, and that's, I guess, where that communications background comes in, I think there's been a lot of opportunity to shine a brighter light on what sorts of careers are out there. I'm at the break, Linda and I were talking about, for this next emerging workforce generation, it's really important to them that they are finding something to commit to and do with their life that has more intrinsic value than just a paycheck at the end of the day. And when we're talking about our natural resources and we're talking about our forest land, the folks that take care of that are so incredibly just humble and honest, and there's so much integrity for kind of the mission that they have in caring for that land for generations to come. And I think that that really has the opportunity to speak to that sort of intrinsic value, that it's really not a job. It's really a commitment. It's a conviction. And I just fell in love with that. And I fell in love with the education piece. And so that led me here to Shasta College. And it's been fantastic.
It's not just the timber industry. It's the ranchers and farmers that are out there that they make their living off the land. They take care of that land. They take care of all the things that happen there. And the government just doesn't make it any easier. They make it harder. In many, many cases, I know in the timber industry and ranching and farming. Now, Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did not plan on going into education or forestry or anything that I'm currently doing, but my great-grandparents moved out to California and worked for the Red River Lumber Company up in Lassen County out of Westwood, and I was very fortunate that as I was young and growing up, my family kept a cabin there, very rustic cabin. And my helicopter mom, who when we were in the city would watch over everything we did, when we went to the cabin, for some reason the rules went away, and she would tell us to go play in the forest. We would just go. We would play on the railroad tracks, but there was this big tract of PG&E-owned land on the other side of the river, and we would cross the bridge, maybe trespass a little bit, and go over there and just play in the woods. And I think that really built my love. We would, you know, collect flowers and put them in presses, and I just think that that experience really fostered my love for being outside. And so when I went to college, that was really the goal, to find a sort of career that would allow me to spend time outside. My parents were educators, so gosh, I didn't want to go into education, right? But I did my undergraduate degree. I went out to Maryland and I did some environmental education working in the park system out there. I came back and did my master's degree. And then I came to Reading and worked in consulting. So I worked with the private consulting company here locally, did a lot of stormwater work, and I got to work with really amazing clients. So some of the farmers and ranchers that you talked about, I worked with a lot of dairy operations south of here, worked on mine reclamation. And I was just, it was great work. It was challenging work dealing with the regulatory environment in California. And it just wasn't quite filling my heart. And when I was like, you know, I think education might actually be where I would like to be. And the position at Shasta College opened up. And I am so, so fortunate and lucky to work at the college, to work with students, to learn more about natural resources as part of my job. You know, we have such a great pool of industry experts and government experts that have helped my education in forestry. And you know, spend time outdoors with students, share my love of the outdoors with them. And really, you know, to me, the job is an opportunity to better our forests and better our natural resources. I have a quote up on my wall that says, you know, if I teach you how to read, if you learn how to read the land, you'll never do bad things to it, essentially, right? So it's about understanding what's going on, because it's not, you know, there's a science to it. It's not so simple as you just go out and cut down some trees and plant some new ones. And so really building that knowledge base for students is exciting and wonderful and something I'm very grateful that I get to do.
And that, my friends, is why we love our guests that come on that Peter selects, because, you know, you guys, this morning is infectious. You know, I think that people listening are thinking about, you know, their kids perhaps, maybe, or themselves don't really know what they need to do to make their heart sing. And so I love what you guys are talking about. We do have to take a break. We're going to come back more with Savannah. And do you think that trees talk?
Okay. I know what you mean, honey. All right, when we come back, let's get into the nuts and bolts of the forestry classes. And Savannah is here. What do you call that when you, and you're putting a cable around the
choker setting?
I did that at the loggers conference. They have the media goes out there and you do choker settings. And I thought we were going to throw the axes, but after they looked at the insurance cost for that for all of us, we ended up throwing beer cans at the center of the target there instead of axes. And I will say Don Burton won because he's more used to throwing beer cans than me. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. I've gone there for 15 years since the time I moved here and never had a bad haircut. It's a better-known business, great people in there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you make your appointment and go in, get your haircut, and wander out. 530-244-9478 is the phone number, and it is man's last stronghold. Nothing's changed in there, probably in the 30 years they've been at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Cage Fights are back at Wind River Resort and Casino. Be there Saturday, January 14th for a fight night you'll never forget. Primal Fighting Championships brings us amateur title and pro fights of MMA in the cage. The cage. This action-packed adrenaline-pumping event sells out fast. So book your stay and tickets with us now. For tickets or complete details, call us at 280-UIN or visit windriver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction.
Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is 8:34 in the morning here on the 9th of January, 2023. I say 2023 for Peter Griggs being here because he sent me something the other day with 2022 on it. It's okay, Peter. It's been only 9 days. I give you 6 months. There you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco needs, all your accessories, the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. I can't say more about it, except they also are great supporters of the veterans community and other organizations here. That's Tobacco and Brew. They've been in the business for well over 30 years. We're here with Shasta College, and our guests are Becky Rowe, who's Director of Forest Health at Shasta College, Melissa Marquis, who is the Forestry Natural Resources faculty at Shasta College, and Savannah McMorrow, who is a student there and an alumni who is, we're going to get to her in a minute, but going back to Melissa about the different programs, you can get degrees or certificates.
Right. So in the forestry space, we have our Heavy Equipment Logging Operation Certificate. We call it HELO for short. And that is a certificate that students can get in the span of 18 weeks. It's 17 weeks of classes, but there's a week break for either Thanksgiving or spring break. So 18 weeks, those students get to spend 3 days a week up in the woods running equipment. That's the program that Savannah has finished, so she could probably speak more than I could about that. So we have that certificate. We have a natural resources certificate that's kind of an entry point for someone that's maybe wants to just learn a little bit more and prepare themselves, add something to their resume related to natural resources. We have a Forest Science and Technology Associates of Science degree. That's a 2-year degree that would really, it can kind of prepare people for one of two things. One, it could prepare them to be a forest technician, which is a pretty fun job. So one of the advantages of being a forest technician as opposed to a forester, I think, is more field time. If I ever poll my students and say, how many of you are in this class because you like to spend time outside, every single one of them will raise their hand. So they can do that. So they could be, you know, get their associates and they could absolutely go to work. Sometimes students, we encourage our students to do summer jobs, and sometimes those summer jobs turn into work as soon as they're done with our certificate or a degree, excuse me. But they could also transfer. So the Associates of Science is built almost as a one-to-one transfer to Cal Poly Humboldt. So for students that want to get their 4-year degree in forestry, they can do 2 years here, pop over to Humboldt, do 2 years there, and they can save a ton of money by doing it here at Shasta College, especially with our Shasta Promise.
And everything
program
transfers over.
Almost everything. It's as close as we can get it. We can't quite get it 100%, but it's pretty darn close. So that's great for those students. And then those students can go get their 4-year degree and become a professional forester.
Savannah, how'd you get into this? I mean, there's not a lot of female loggers. I want to say lumberjacks.
Lumberjills.
Lumberjills. Okay.
Lumberjills, I like it.
So how I got into this, I grew up in Tahoe. So I spent pretty much my entire childhood, summer and winter, outside in the forest.
Are you a skier? Okay, there you go.
Skiing and mountain biking and pretty much everything you could possibly think of outside. And
beautiful area.
It is beautiful there. I love it. I miss it. But my dad is a forester.
Oh, there you go.
My mom she works for Cal Fire now, but she was working in natural resources and stuff like that. And I've always just had a love for the forest, and I, as a kid, I would work with my dad. He had a tree service. And so, you know, I kind of began to learn about taking care of trees and, you know, what it means to have to cut them down and all those types of things.
If they're diseased or if there's been a burn, like at which point, you know,
yeah,
for our naked eye people, we would look at it and think, oh, that tree's healthy. But you know from your expertise and your father's and what you're learning, that tree possibly is diseased or whatever
exactly.
The term is.
There is a time and a place to cut trees down. You know, we don't have to cut all the trees down, but there is a time and a place to cut them down for, you know, human use and just in terms of forest health. So I started down in the Bay Area playing basketball at Dominican University, and I got my business degree. I didn't get my business degree from there, but transferred up to Humboldt State, got my business degree, and I was done with that, and I kind of, you know, I knew that I didn't really want to go into an office job or anything like that, and my mom actually told me about the HELO program, because Cal Fire and the HELO program are closely related. They
HELO one more time is the
Heavy Equipment Logging Operation.
All right.
Program.
Okay.
Yeah. So Cal Fire, you know, helps to fund that program, and my mom and my dad actually work for Cal Fire right now. So they told me about it, and they said, you know, hey, I think you would really like this, and I thought so too. So I came up here and completed the program, and I did. I really.
So you're a logger now.
Not yet. Hopefully soon.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I could consider myself a logger, just not with a. I don't have a logging job yet, but I could consider myself a logger.
But you've been trained.
I have been trained to be a
so
logger. Yeah.
You've worked with the heavy equipment.
Yes.
All right. So what different types of heavy equipment have you learned?
So during our program, we learned to operate a hot saw, or it's also known as a feller buncher. That's what we use to cut down the trees.
Okay. Now, that's a piece of equipment. That's not with the cross cut.
That is a piece of equipment, indeed. There, yeah, that. So that piece of equipment has a really big cutting head on it, and it's got a large blade at the bottom that continuously spins, and it's got arms on it.
So you grab it. You grab the tree.
You grab the tree, and the saw never stops spinning. So as you're going into the tree with the saw, it's cutting it, and you have to grab it at the same time. It's kind of hard to do. It's very. You have to be pretty good.
Technical.
Yeah, it's very technical. So
how big a tree can you cut with that?
You can cut up to about a 28-inch tree with that.
Okay. All right.
So pretty big tree. But there are bigger trees out there in the forest that have to be hand-fallen. So, you know, you can get most of the trees.
Okay.
Just
so
not all of them.
That's the cutter. What's another piece of equipment?
Then we have our processor, which picks up the logs, and that it's got a computer system in it that tells us how big around it is, and it cuts it to different specified lengths.
Which piece of equipment cuts off all the branches?
That's the processor.
That's the processor. And it just strips all the branches off.
And now that's happening in the field, right?
Yep.
That's happening out in the field before it goes onto the truck.
I saw that up at the Michelax property because they got hit with the fire, and they've logged off a lot of that.
Off the tenant and that tenant.
In that tenant area. Mm-hmm. So that takes all the limbs off.
That takes all the limbs off, and then for each species of tree, the mill wants it at a certain length, and then also however big the tree is depends on what mill it goes to. So for the Shasta Lake mill, we send all of our big logs, which are going to be over 28 inches. And then all the smaller logs go to mills like Burney and Anderson and places like that. So we send all of our logs to Sierra Pacific mills.
What's another piece of equipment?
So the next piece of equipment, we have our log loader. So after the processor takes the logs, they'll put them in a pile. The log loader will pick them up and sort them. That's basically what we use to sort the logs out. And then we've got our skidder, which takes the logs, the cut logs from the forest down to where the processor is at. So
Does it really skid them or does it pick them up?
It
just drags them.
We just drag them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to get them on the truck.
Yep. And we use the log loader to do that.
Okay. And you can do all of those.
Yes, I can.
So one person, theoretically, if they had the equipment, could log off a section of land.
Yeah, definitely. It used to take
a crew to do that. Now one person, if they're trained, and if the trees are 28 inches and below, you could do that by yourself.
Yes, you definitely could. It would take longer. It would be easier with, I would say, four people, one person cutting trees, and as they're cutting, somebody in a skidder pulling the trees, somebody processing them, and then somebody sorting them in the log
loader. And you still need somebody to drive it away.
That is true as well.
Did you get your CDL?
I did not, but I do have my permit, but I had a hard time passing the driving test. So
I know people, very well-known people, when they were taking their 18-wheeler test, was they were leaving the licensing facility, drove over somebody's car.
Oh,
when
no.
they made the turn. They
I
made
didn't
their
do
turn
that. I just no, get no. very nervous during tests, so
I think
my nerves got to me, but I did not hit anyone's car.
he didn't hit it. His rear wheels went up over a small car, and I said, didn't pass. And he goes, didn't pass that one. Okay, we're talking to Savannah McMorrow, who is now she's been trained in this, so you could go out tomorrow
and
start working. Now, we got to take a break because I want to talk about those 30, you know, those trees that are bigger. Now we get back into the traditional people with saws and having to drop trees.
Yep.
Okay. We'll be right back. I've run out of commercials.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-County Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 yep. FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, the last segment of Carl and Linda
Bott. Another grueling 2 hours.
Carl and Linda Bott here. Also online, KCNR1460.com. Don't forget, right after our show, Armstrong and Getty for 3 wonderful hours. Hey, we do have a high wind warning and a flood watch. 56 today will be our highs. Rain throughout the week with our overnight lows of 42.
Okay, we're here at Shasta College with Becky Rowe, Director of Forest Health. Melissa Markey, the Forestry Natural Resources heads up the faculty there. And Savannah McMorrow, who is a graduate of the program. It's just been interesting talking to Savannah about all these different things she can do and all the new equipment. And this is state-of-the-art equipment, too. This isn't...
You know, it absolutely is.
Now, yes. Somebody just called wanting to know if you needed other types of logging equipment. We just gave you Peter Griggs' number. Please call him in about an hour, and so he'll put you in with the right people. Now, one of the important things we just talked about, and, I could go on for another 30 minutes talking about cutting trees, is... the attitude of the politicians and other groups is starting to change. It used to be, don't touch a tree. What's happening now?
The conversation is, in the networks that I'm involved in, the conversation is definitely changing. And I'd be, in Melissa's kind of networks on the education space, and I'm sure that she sees that same thing happening
Are we people actually leaning into this idea of thinning and preventing forest fires?
You know, as tragic and as horrible and as devastating to the landscape as the large-scale wildfires that we've been having the last, several years have been, they're good advertising for forest management. And so when people start to see, people up here in Shasta County mostly get it.
We see it.
But when places like Tahoe get impacted, Santa Rosa gets impacted, the places in Southern California, down there they're in a different ecosystem that's meant to burn all the time. But, when people...
and should.
Yeah, when people start to see that happening and it gets so much attention in the media... it really is starting to make people a lot more aware.
Are we seeing bills that are coming up that starts talking about thinning, cogen plants, all these? Are we starting to see that movement?
There are within that public space, that public sector space, and within the administrative space, there is a lot of emphasis on what is it that we need to do and how do we need to do it. I think that there's fairly general consensus around many of the different treatments that can and should and need to happen. where we really do have a gap and a barrier is the workforce to do them.
Oh, okay.
We don't have the infrastructure in California anymore to be able to, you know, utilize that wood fiber that we're taking off, whether we're talking about biomass utilization into some, you know, whether it's a cogen clean, clean renewable energy, or whether it's, you know, other innovative products using biomass, or whether it's even just wood products manufacturing. And there's a lot of new things coming out, new developments in that, and the building codes and such for mass timber or glue laminated timber. We don't have any of those manufacturing plants in California yet, because they're still, I think, trying to figure out what the regulations around that manufacturing process would look like. But those are all opportunities where if we create these markets for this wood fiber, at the end of the day, you really have to have that market-based solution so that it drives investment into those industries, into those new innovative products and research. And so we haven't cracked that nut yet, but though that's where the conversation is now turning, is how do we crack that nut? Because the general consensus and agreement is that, yes, we need to do something. And for a long time, there was not an agreement about that.
Well, you know, we have hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, standing out there that have been burnt. Mm-hmm. Those trees, if you get them, and you said a year, year and a half, if you could take them down, you can still use them.
That's right. And, because the center is still, you know, good.
Yeah,
good
but
timber.
We don't have the infrastructure or the labor force to drop those trees. But if we did, it would be a tremendous economic boon to our state, and especially the North State.
And there's
there's
the market for those products too.
Of course there is.
Yeah, anyone who goes to Home Depot or Lowe's and looks at the price of timber, you know that there's a market.
Yes, that's why we're putting up a new fence with metal. It's actually, it's a lot cheaper to do that. Savannah, what's next for you?
I'm not totally sure yet, but I would love to get a logging job. I'm not sure if I'll stick around here to try to do that. I'm thinking about maybe moving to Montana and trying to find a job out there.
Well, I tell you what, there when you're driving through Montana, it looks like parks out there. They take care of their forest out there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of forestry and fire jobs out there. So I'm thinking about going out there and seeing if I can find a job falling trees. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
And are your parents encouraging you to try to come back to Tahoe and do some work up there?
So my parents actually live in Auburn now.
Okay.
And
also a beautiful area.
Yeah, it is very beautiful there. My dad has some friends that log in Tahoe, and he's kind of told me that I should go out there and work for them,
during the winter.
Considering, but right now, obviously during the winter in Tahoe, it's pretty hard to log out there just because of how much snow there is, which normally you can log in the snow, just not too much snow, which is actually better to log in the snow because then you're not disturbing the ground as much. You're not messing up the soil and
the forest floor.
I have to move on now. The future of forestry and the forestry program at Shasta College. Whoever wants to go first. Start with Melissa.
Well, one of the things that I'm very excited about is we are going to be adding a second full-time forestry faculty member because we've grown and we have that capacity now. So that's going to allow us to seek some external accreditation for our forestry program. We're adding classes. We're finding, some classes, especially community ones, for people that are out in industry so that they can further their education. So it's growing. It's really, really exciting time to be in the forestry program at Shasta College.
And Peter always wants to make sure we talk about the 2 years. Tell us about the 2 years.
So our Shasta Promise, 2 years free tuition for any full-time student, does not need to be a first-time college student. And so, it's a great time. If
you can already have a degree and come back and go full-time, and it's free. Is that correct? No, that's not correct.
All right, let's get that.
That'd be your first time.
Let's be clear.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
I'll just jump in real quick.
No, you got to make it clear.
Right, so if you are a full-time student, if you haven't received your higher degree,
okay,
then yes, it will still be the 2 years free.
Okay.
So there are some caveats to that.
Okay.
But again, if you're a working adult, and you're looking for a career change,
and you don't have a degree,
this would be an excellent opportunity to come back to Shasta College, get those 2 years in. As Melissa said, if you wanted to go on for your 4 year, you've got those first two already covered.
Well,
so this is an outstanding.
Well, you know what? Community colleges are such a great way to start off because, you know, smaller classes, a lot less expensive and all that. Okay, so where do you see it going, Becky?
The same. I mean, I'm as excited as Melissa is to see the growth and to see the interest and to see the opportunity. Shasta College really has taken a leadership role across the state for this sort of education, primarily because of the wonderful support that we have from all of our partners, including funding support from CAL FIRE. We're part of a statewide EDA Federal Good Jobs Challenge collaborative. So this is really moving forward, and I see a lot of growth and a lot of opportunity for our area.
Okay, if people are interested in getting more information, what do they do?
ShastaCollege.edu. If you want to look specifically at our programs, /natural resources, and we can get you taken care of from there.
Thank you, Shasta College and Peter Griggs and everybody we've got to run.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have Turtle Bay will join us and Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Casey Fatch always brings an interesting guest in to talk. Everybody be careful out there. Remember, you can get your sandbags and sand at most of the fire stations or up in Bernie at the sheriff station. Have a great day and God bless America.